You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We were just on Haight Street, home to some of the most memorable sounds in rock and roll history. But the great musicians who used to play there, and still do for that matter, well, they'd be making no sound at all if it weren't for the people who make the guitars. KALW's Ben Trefney talked to one of those people behind the music.
It used to be that if you wanted to learn how to make a guitar, you had to apprentice with a luthier, someone who makes stringed instruments. You'd find them in Europe, and you had almost no other option, until a New Yorker wrote the book on high-end construction.
Irving Sloan, Classic Guitar Construction. Diagrams, photographs, and step-by-step instructions.
I have a 2-year list of commissions, and so there's always a guitar to build.
When he was in his early 20s, Alan Perlman got the book, and he began exploring what it takes to make a guitar. There's interest.
I've always enjoyed working with my hands.
Then diligence.
Right. Almost everything can be repaired, and yeah.
And passion.
The first guitar I gave away to a beautiful woman.
Did she like the guitar?
She liked the guitar. And
did she like you?
Yeah, but she's living in Bolivia.
Alan and I are in his studio. It's way out by the windswept ocean in San Francisco's Sunset District. It's a small room in the back of the house he shares with his wife, Sue. There's a west-facing window, a wall full of tools, and several guitars hanging from the ceiling.
It's probably the safest way, especially in earthquake country. If anything happened, they would just swing.
Alan has crafted more than 200 guitars. They sell for up to $13,000, but mostly he fixes them.
Yeah, it's completely variable. Yeah.
What's the most expensive repair you've ever done?
$25,000.
Wow. How much was that guitar worth?
About 6 times that. I'll get these surprise emails or phone calls that, like, the best recent example is Paul Simon, a call from his repairman saying they wanted to send one of his favorite guitars that he's had since he was 18 over for full restoration.
Alan also does a lot of work for collectors. He just finished restoring a guitar built in 1867.
Yeah, people have astonishing numbers of really expensive guitars. It's really something. I have one client who owns about 120.
Why have so many guitars?
In the larger, he's probably listening to this, but great, enjoy it. There's something called GAS, which is guitar acquisition syndrome. So in the really large number, it's that.
That's an awesome acronym.
It's very, really fitting.
Contents. Introduction. Construction theory. Fan bracing. Humidity.
To do a repair, Alan sometimes has to take a guitar apart. He'll remove the neck or fretboard from the body of the instrument.
And drill 2 small holes through the fret slot. And then I have what is basically a basketball inflation valve hooked up to a cappuccino maker.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's
a homemade machine there.
Yeah. And I'll use that to pump steam into that. And as that joint loosens, clamp it out and remove it.
I mean, that's a brilliant invention.
Well, I don't think I'm the first, but it's...
The luthier's homemade tool.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of homemade tools.
If a job requires replacing or creating wood for the body of the guitar, Alan heads to his wood shop downstairs.
Okay, we are in my garage now. That's a sawdust collector. And that's the bandsaw. Next, I would run those woods through a thicknessing sander. And the sound of that.
This is a noisy room.
I usually wear headphones when I'm working.
The guitar maker's basic job, then, is to make a guitar thin enough to produce adequate volume, stable enough to preclude harmonic difficulties, and with a top that will flex properly to lend body and presence to the sound. This golden mean is what the luthier strives for. How to achieve it cannot be reduced to a pat formula. A systematic study of the great maker's guitars reveals subtle changes in thicknesses and dimensions from one instrument to the next. No two are the same.
The guitar tops are most often spruce, and the resins in spruce are kind of gummy, sappy at the first part of their life, and then they crystallize, and that really helps tone. And the other more mysterious part is that playing instruments improves the tone. And there's even a device that we fasten onto our guitars that just vibrates them for days on end and helps partially simulate the effects of age. But still, there's nothing that can duplicate the age, and that's a really good argument for keeping things for a long time.
Alan is a person who believes in taking his time. In an age of instant access, the internet at our fingertips, he has no Yelp page, no Twitter. Rather, he relies on word-of-mouth references. And he's not into instant gratification. Some jobs take years to complete. Some things take decades to learn. Technology can only take you so far. But then again...
See, look, you're using technology.
Oh, yeah.
You've got your guitar tuner app.
Yeah. This is the pro version. I hate to say it blows my $300 strobe tuner out of the water. But...
A guitar from the hand of a skilled luthier is always a revelation. The tone, action, craftsmanship, and finish make playing such an instrument a unique pleasure.
Out of all the guitars he's built, Alan has a favorite.
There is an 11-string guitar that I built for a guitarist named James Klein, and to hear him play this in concert was one of the most exquisite moments, and like those are actually the moments that I live for, to hear people playing these instruments and what it sounds like to go to the back of a hall and listen.
The classic guitar is a delicate equation, painstakingly conceived to produce a brilliant, balanced tone over its entire playable range. The story of the great guitar makers is the story of the quest for this perfection. The secret of the men who have succeeded in mastering this equation is simply the skill born of infinite patience and the knowledge born of experience.
What does it take to make a musical instrument? Interest. Diligence. Passion. Study. Patience. Experience. And maybe most valuable of all, slowing down to listen. In San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney for Cross Currents.
Great. So tell me about this guitar.
This guitar is a small-bodied steel string that's made out of wonders.
Thanks, Ben. You can find that story and all of our arts coverage online at kalw.org.